Good evening. We love Jesus. How about you? This is the day the Lord hath made. Pastor Buck and I woke up this morning seeking the Lord's face, asking Him to fill us with Himself, that we might abide in Him, that we might bring glory to our Father's name, and that we might be a light to those around us. We've had a great day so far. We visited the Salt Springs Marina, and we saw a manatee being rescued from the river. God is so good. The weather here has been nice. We're about to have some rain, though. We pray that you're safe wherever you are. Let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Oh, Father, we love you so much. We run right into the throne room, into your presence, and bow at your knees, thanking you and praising you for another day of your love, of your mercy, and your grace. Thank you, Father, that those of us that have asked Jesus to be Lord of their lives, that we're your children and we can come to you to worship and praise you, to enjoy you, to love you. Thank you, Father, for your love for us. Thank you that you're always watching over us. Thank you that you see every detail in our lives, and you know every thought in our minds, and you know everything that's going on in our hearts. Father, we just praise you and thank you. We look to you to meet all of our needs. And Father, might we continue to be good children, following hard after your commandments, following hard after what you would have us do by the power of your Spirit in us. Thank you, Father, that you love us even when we go astray, that your Spirit seeks after us and brings us back into your presence. Thank you, Father, for forgiveness of our sin. We come to you this afternoon, Lord, and Father, if there's anything in our hearts that's not right, if there's any unbelief, if there's any fear or worry, oh, Father, give us a view of who you are and how powerful you are and how much you love us, that all of those things can be cast aside, that we can be forgiven by the blood of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for going to the cross for us. We can't thank you enough. And thank you that as we abide in you, Lord Jesus, that we're producing much fruit, fruit for the glory of God the Father. Thank you, Jesus. Fruit that brings glory to you, Jesus. Fruit by your Spirit that brings glory to you. Oh, Father, it's so wonderful to belong to you. Might all those who are watching be filled to overflowing with a refreshing like they've never had before. Might they just have eyes set on you, Lord Jesus. Eyes set on you and a heart to follow you. In Jesus' precious name. And everybody said amen. There's a song that we learned after we'd been to Israel. And this song talks about walking where Jesus walked. And the end of the song points out that as we follow Jesus, as we look to him going to the cross and having the victory in his life, victory over sin, death, hell, and the grave, and that he has won us back to him, all of us who believe, any burden, anything that we carry, he is carrying with us. And we can pick up that burden and follow Jesus in strength and in victory. Listen to this song. When Buck and I were walking the paths in Jerusalem, we felt the presence of the Lord and we pictured him on those same paths. Thank you, Jesus. I walked today where Jesus walked.
days of long ago. I wandered down each path that he knew, with reverent step and slow. Those little lanes, they have not changed. A sweet peace fills the air. I walk today where Jesus walked, and felt his presence there. My pathway led through Bethlehem. Our memories ever sweet. The little hills of Galilee that knew those childish feet. The Mount of Olives hallowed scenes that Jesus knew before. I saw the mighty Jordan roll as in the days of yore.
We were baptized there too.
I knelt today where Jesus knelt, where all alone he prayed. The Garden of Gethsemane, my heart felt unafraid. I picked my heavy burden. My son, I climbed that hill of Calvary. I climbed the hill of Calvary. I climbed the hill of Calvary, on which the cross died. I walked today where Jesus walked, and felt him close to me.
Amen. And you know what? He's with us right today. He's right by our side. He goes before us, behind us, and he's inside us. Isn't it wonderful to be a Christian? Pastor Amen. Buck.
It brought tears to my eyes thinking about our trip to Jerusalem, going out on the Sea of Galilee, walking up the hill of Calvary. We walked where Jesus walked. And you know, the anointing of the Holy Ghost is still right there on that very grounds where Jesus told people that he had come. He had come to forgive them of their sins, to be the perfect sacrifice.
Amen.
Before I bring the message today, I want to thank the Lord for Merlene Cantrell She's up at our campground, her and Randolph Cantrell's, where we built the church in 2006. And Sister Marlene's been such a good friend, her and Randolph, and she sent some pictures of the church and the youth building. And then she took a picture of our deck out over the mountain.
Snow still on it
a little bit. But I'd like to thank you, Sister Marlene. I know she's watching today. And Loretta Webb, thank you for all of your faithfulness. Just made me get a little homesick for the mountains. We plan on being up there to have a Easter Sunday service. Going to leave April 1st.
Yes.
For the summer. And, you know, I was thinking that the closer you get to Jesus, you get a little more homesick for heaven.
Amen.
And today, the Lord has given me a message to bring to all of us, including myself, that we have to keep our eyes on Jesus, and we have to keep our eyes on ourselves.
Amen.
We don't need to be looking around, because we have this thing called the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye.
Uh-huh.
We look around and we see other people that seem like they're doing so much better than us. And if we start looking around and seeing that other people that's living a more sinful life than we ever thought about, it makes us wonder, Lord, why am I not having what they have? Today's message is keep your eyes on Jesus and keep your eyes off of people.
Amen.
Now we just, we heard about a real famous preacher that passed away, and after he's dead and gone, they find out that he had been involved in a lot of sexual misconduct. And that broke our heart. Because we had listened to him and watched him on TV, and we thought this is truly a man of God that is following Jesus.
Yep.
Well, maybe he was, but he took his eyes off the Lord and got his eyes on the world. And you know how these old eyes can get you in trouble. But then God dealt with me about the message I'm fixing to bring. Is that we should not build up people. We should not set somebody up on a pedestal, or we should not condemn them down to a pit in the ground.
Amen.
But what we have to do is to work our own salvation out with trembling and fear.
Amen.
I want to tell you, this is serious business we're in today. The end times are approaching. They're already begun. Jesus is coming back and then judgment.
That's right.
For the whole world. And it's going to begin first at the house of God with people, so-called Christians. And so if we focus on other people, if we focus on what others are doing, and we forget to keep ourselves in tune with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
To where He can tell us, watch out, beware.
That's right.
Beware. You know what we need today, children of God? We need discernment. We need to be able to see, excuse me, when the devil is putting temptation in front of us. We need to be able to discern when we start looking at other people's lives and see that they're maybe doing so much better than us. No, they're not doing better than us. If you're walking with Jesus, you're doing the right thing. Pastor Nikki, thank you. A little water here is good. Thank you, darling.
Mm-hmm.
If we're walking with Jesus and we're in His presence every day, you see, it's just not enough to feel Jesus once in a while. It's not enough to feel His presence on Sunday. Or maybe we see a Christian movie and we're moved and touched and we're in the presence of God. It's not enough. We have to continue to be in His presence.
All the time.
Thank you. So I'm going to go. This is where Jesus had been put in the tomb, and on the third day He had arose, and the Bible says that He revealed Himself to around 400 people. But the main ones that He showed Himself to was His disciples. He wanted them to know that everything He had said about His death and resurrection had come to pass.
Amen.
And so, Jesus had a conversation with Peter. Peter and Jesus was really tight. Jesus loved all of His disciples, not one more than the other. But you know, you can love people, and yet there's some that you form like a bond with.
Mm-hmm.
Like some of the people up at Indian Meadows on the mountain in West Virginia. I love them all. Pastor Nikki and I try to be the best pastors we can when we're up there.
We love them all. Amen.
But there are some that we have bonded with in all these years. All these years, we've been such close friends. And Peter and Jesus had this conversation. If you have your Bibles today, go to the book of St. John, the 21st chapter, and we'll start reading at the 15th verse. So when they had dined, this is when Jesus revealed Himself while they were out fishing. And, you know, Peter had jumped in water and swam up while the other disciples showed up a little later. Jesus had a fire going, had some fish, had something to eat. And, you know, it's so wonderful to know that He prepares a table in the presence of our enemies.
Amen.
It's so important to know that Jesus wants to dine with us. Right now, it'll be spiritually. When He comes and takes us home in our glorified body, the Bible says there's a marriage supper of the Lamb. And God Himself is going to serve us. I'm talking about, I don't know what kind of food it's going to be, but it's going to be better than anything you ever tasted here on earth.
Amen.
So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou Me more than these? He said, Peter, do you love Me more than the rest of these people here? Peter saith unto Him, Yea, Lord, Thou knowest that I love Thee. And Jesus saith unto him, Feed My lambs. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou Me? You know, I believe that Jesus is spiritually saying that to all of us that have been born again into the family of God. I don't believe He's asking us that once in a great while. But I believe that Jesus is continually asking us, children of God, He's saying, do you love Me? Do you love Me? He said, Jonas, lovest thou Me? Peter was grieved because He said unto him the third time, lovest thou Me? And He said unto him, Lord, You know all things. You know whether I'm just putting on, or You know whether I love You. You know that I love You. Jesus said unto him, Feed My sheep. You know, that's what he's telling us today.
Yes.
People are dying from the hunger and thirst for the things of God. People are spiritually dying because we as pastors are not feeding the flock. We're trying to beat them over the head in what they should wear, or this or that, or this denominational doctrine. And we're simply not feeding them what they need. And you know what they need? You know what I need? You know what you need? We need the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That God so loved us that He sent His only begotten Son. That none should perish, but through Jesus Christ His Son, we would have everlasting life.
Amen.
Jesus said, "Verily, verily," this is Jesus talking to Peter, "I say unto thee, when you was young, you girded yourself, you clothed yourself, and you walked wherever you wanted to go. But when you get old," Peter, listen, he said, "Peter, when you get old, you'll stretch forth your hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee where you don't want to go." And the Bible says that Jesus spoke this, signifying by what death he should glorify God. "And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, Follow me."
Amen.
I don't know how I'm going to die. I'm praying that the rapture comes before that. But you don't know how you're going to die. It may be in your sleep. It may be in some kind of a horrible accident. We don't know how we're going to go. But the thing that we need to understand is this. Even though we don't know how and when it's going to happen, Jesus said, "Follow me." And that's what the Lord Jesus is saying to all of us.
Amen.
Listen, follow me. I never knew, and you never knew. And it caught the whole world by surprise about this COVID. And now with the vaccine and a lot of other things has happened, they say that it's beginning to die out. I don't know. I don't know whether it is or not. I know the one thing, that there's many people that are saying, open up the nursing homes to where the families can come, and the ministers can come, and the entertainers can come. Open it up, because isolation is killing nursing home people.
Yes.
Being isolated is worse than having the COVID. And they're saying, open up the homes. Take all the precautions. But we don't know. We don't know how and when that we're going to die. But Jesus told Peter how he was going to die. He said, when you get old, he said, you're going to find yourself in a situation where you're going to take your hands and you're not going to be able to move. They're going to crucify you, Peter. They're going to crucify you. And he told Peter, he said, follow me. And Peter, turning about, now this is the whole point of the message today. The point of the whole message is that Jesus told Peter how he was going to die. And he had commanded Peter to follow him, no matter what the cost. And Peter, turning around, seeing the disciple whom Jesus loved following, this is John. John wrote the book. He was talking about himself. "Which also leaned on his breast at supper and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth me? Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, What shall this man do? What shall this man do?" You know, that's a lot of our problem. God has told us what we need to do. And we're saying, well, God, what about this person? What about this? What about that? We're asking God. And you know what we're doing? we're simply saying, well, God, maybe you're not doing the right thing. What about this person? What about him? And Jesus said in the 22nd verse, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. That's the word of the Lord today. With this whole world that's turned upside down with this COVID and all of the financial problems and all of the storms and all of the volcanoes and the earthquakes and the mudslides and the fires and all of this happened, we need to wake up and follow Jesus because the end is coming.
Amen.
And we don't need to be worried about what somebody else is doing.
Right.
We need to let them make their own mistakes. We need to let them make the decision whether to follow Jesus. But us, personally, we need to purpose in our heart. And I have purposed in my heart, going on 77 years old, I have purposed in my heart that I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm going to follow him with all of my heart. You know, the older you get, the more the younger generation thinks that maybe you got Alzheimer's or dementia or you're going back to your second childhood and all. That's hogwash. The older we get, the wiser we become.
Amen.
And when we follow Jesus, then we're going to make good choices.
Yes.
We're going to follow him no matter if it costs us everything. The promise in the Bible is that if we follow Jesus, we take up our cross daily and we follow him, that in this life, and Pastor Nikki and I are living proof, whatever you give up to follow Jesus, many more times on this earth, and when he gives out his rewards, he'll multiply that. Not subtract, not divide, but he uses the multiplication table that we shall be rewarded.
Amen.
Now, we've got a choice today, and I'm going to close with this. We've got a choice. We can put them Holy Ghost blinders on, like they used to put on the mules to where they would plow straight. Or we can look around, and like Peter said, Jesus said, follow me. Peter said, well, what about John here? That's none of our concern. We need to pray for people. But we don't need to carry their baggage.
Amen.
We need to love people. But we don't have to give in and do things that really hinders us from following Jesus like he commanded Peter.
That's right.
I want to say to you today, I pray this message will help you. It helped me. What are you going to do with Jesus? Are you going to keep your eyes on him? Don't worry about if this person has more than you, newer things than you, nicer things than you. You don't need to. You need to get your eyes on Jesus.
That's right.
And be thankful for such things as you have.
That's right.
I'm so thankful to be right here in Salt Springs, Florida. We don't have a whole lot of property. We don't have a brand new motor home, but we have everything we need, and we're so happy. The fish are biting. Today we went to the springs, and they had a manatee rescue party there. You know, it was so pretty. We've had a beautiful day, but you know what? I thank God for the stormy days.
Amen.
Whatever he gives me, I'm going to take it and run with it.
Amen.
And that's what God wants you to do. Now, in closing, if you're watching this today or listening over the audio, Jesus loves you. And there's a better life with Jesus on this earth.
Amen.
Than a life out in the world. Oh yeah, the pleasures of sin is for a season, but that runs out mighty quick.
Amen.
And sin brings death, hell, and the grave.
That's right.
Father God don't want you to die and go to hell. I don't want you to go either.
No, me neither.
No, Pastor Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
What a glad reunion day that will be.
Yes.
I know it's hard. I fought it until I was 43 years old. But you don't have to wait till 43 because you might not make it to 43. Or if you're past 43, you may not make it till tomorrow. It's time to surrender. Repent of your sins. Surrender to Jesus. Invite Him in. And be willing to follow Him.
Amen.
It'll cost you, but it'll be worth it.
Amen.
So would you come today? As we close with this song today, Lord, I have decided to follow You. We just appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you again, Sister Merlene, for sending me pictures of the church up there on that beautiful Blue Ridge Mountain, a picture of our deck and our youth building. Thank you again. Thank all of you. We love you. We praise God for you. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back.
No, no.
No turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have decided to follow Jesus.
No turning back.
No, no.
No turning back.
The world behind me.
Tomorrow.
Before me, the world behind me, the cross before me, the world behind me, the cross before me, no turning back,
no turning back,
no turning back,
no turning back.
I have decided,
oh,
to follow Jesus.
Sing it,
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Though none go with me, I still will follow. Though none go with me, I still will follow. Though none go with me, I still will follow. No turning back. No turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Will you decide now to follow Jesus? Will you decide now to follow Jesus? Will you decide now to follow Jesus? No turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back.
No way. What's there to turn back to? Amen. Put your hand to the plow. Don't look back. Let's plow those straight and narrow rows with Jesus. Bye for now.